Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The State Department's Trafficking in Persons report stands as a key cornerstone of our collective global efforts to fight human trafficking, said Cindy Dyer, ambassador-at-large to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. This year's trafficking report introduction focuses on the intersection of technology and human trafficking, as traffickers exploit technological advancements to conduct their crimes and obscure their identities, noted Ambassador Dyer. She stressed the need to take advantage of new innovations while continuing to strengthen traditional methods and practices to identify victims, disrupt criminal networks, and hold the traffickers accountable. This year's report also explores creative practices used in the field, developed in consultation with survivors, that result in more victim-centered approaches, said Ambassador Dyer.
For instance, you will find information on innovative strategies in human trafficking investigations and prosecutions that can reduce reliance on victim testimony. As a former prosecutor, I have seen firsthand how employing these strategies provides greater protection and support for victims, strengthens the criminal case, and enhances accountability and justice.
Innovative partnerships can help build prevention and protection efforts that are responsive to ever-evolving challenges, said Ambassador Dyer.
Our office recently launched the first ever Partnership to Prevent Trafficking in Persons, or P2P, with Zambia. The P2P program is based on the successful Child Protection Compact program and utilizes a co-developed multi-year action plan to strengthen government efforts and civil society collaboration to combat trafficking.
It is essential that anti-trafficking advocates continually and intentionally connect and partner with communities who are most impacted by trafficking, said Ambassador Dyer.
To this end, the United States continues to prioritize establishing new and innovative ways to incorporate survivor input into federal anti-trafficking policy and programs, primarily through the U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking and the Department's Human Trafficking Expert Consultant Network. Engaging with individuals who have lived experience of human trafficking and incorporating their knowledge and expertise ensures our anti-trafficking initiatives benefit from diverse perspectives and insights and leads to survivor-informed policies that are more effective.
The United States is committed to working alongside its partners at home and abroad to end the scourge of human trafficking.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.